Hey there, listeners. Welcome to Something Wiki This Way Comes. It's a podcast
where we delve into a well of information and wiki hows. My name is Luke Cecilon.
My name is Jesse Bergen.
And I'm Thomas Tolles. And you know what? We're just gonna get right to it.
Yeah, no, none of this preamble.
No, we're not even gonna, like, set anything up.
Nope, yeah. We're just gonna get right to the stats.
Strap yourselves in, folks. This one's going high octane.
Make sure those hats are backwards on your head.
You might want to make sure your shoes are tied, because it's gonna knock your socks off.
Folks, today, we're gonna go with the WikiHow article.
Today, May 18th.
Mark it in your calendars, jerks.
Put it in that Google Outlook program you've been trying to figure out the last while.
That's right, because today's the day when you're going to learn something.
So don't forget, get ready.
Buckle up. Have we said that? Well, you're going to need two buckles for this one.
Steady.
Go.
All right.
Folks, how to look cool while playing your Nintendo gaming system. We have all struggled with this, whether we're on our way to school, or we should be studying, and we're like, nah, I gotta bust this out and play me some Pokemon or something.
You know, you go to a rap battle, and everyone's like, oh, why is that virtual boy on your face? And you're like, oh, man.
You're gonna end up on World Star Hip Hop being a clown if you don't look top notch while you're bumping that A button.
Because those other players, they're going to see your game, and they're going to think it's pretty weak.
That's right.
So, starting off, a bit of the intro for our piece. Everyone knows that you have to have style, but what about while playing video games? Everyone knows that you have to have style, but what about while playing a video game? This article will help you be the envy, not only of the video game fans, but the fashionistas in your school.
Yep. Those hardcore fashionistas, they got the newest technology, they got the newest button-up shirts, they got it all.
And as always, if you want to follow along, the pictures add a level of of juice and tenderness to everything we read.
And we know those cool cats at home are sipping that juice while they listen to this podcast.
That's right.
So folks, our very first step, wear your coolest clothes while playing. Of course.
Yeah.
So, we already brought up that backwards hat, but I want those scuff-free leather jackets, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about those basketball shoes, pure white, never seen a court.
Maybe you're wearing your bedazzled gloves to just show that sheen.
Maybe you're just wearing a shirt with Snoop Dogg sucking up a fat joint. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe you got on those ruby elbow pads.
Yeah.
And just to top it all off, you can't be holding your game all straight up. It gotta be sideways, as if you're, like, racing or something.
Like, whatevs. This might have motion sensor capability. It might not. I don't care.
Make them guess whether that's a Wii U Pro controller or not.
That's right. And because if you're playing in a wife beater and stained sweatpants,
you're probably a loser.
You're definitely a loser.
But the way to convince people you're not is easy. Step number two. Just have the best-selling games.
Yeah, dude. Get out of here, the world ends with you.
Forget it, Xenoblade Chronicles.
What are you talking about, Earthbound 3 Mother Home?
Sorry, Crash Bash.
Excuse yourself, Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
What are we doing here, WarioWare? That's just not it.
Oh, don't get it twisted. WarioWare twisted.
Folks, what you're looking for are games like Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Or Call of Duty 2 Modern Warfare.
Or Call of Duty 3
Space Warfare.
The most downvoted trailer of all time makes for the most upvoted cool cat
that's right
in history.
If you like Call of Duty Modern Warfare, you're also gonna like Modern Duty Call of Warfare.
And just because your DS doesn't have a Guitar Hero capability doesn't mean you can't enjoy those sweet, sweet licks in Guitar Hero On Tour or another Guitar Hero name, which I forget the name
Guitar Hero Modern Warfare.
So already, we're looking pretty fly, but cool. We're not done yet.
Cool people conform. They have the best-selling games. End of story.
Right. And which, of course, leads us to step number three.
Get out of here, Shadow of the Colossus.
And that applies very well to this next step, because you're going to be cloaked in shadow.
That's right.
Because wear sunglasses, but buy the real ones that protect against UV rays.
God, you know what's not cool? Being a blind person.
Man, God.
I mean, unless you were... Let's be... Okay, oh boy. Oh my goodness. You know what's not cool? Showing your prejudice on a podcast.
And we could edit it, but we won't.
But you know,
because we have integrity. Unlike those fake sunglasses that don't protect against UV rays.
No, what are you doing? Are you just looking at things in a darker tint? Your eyes are still going to get burned.
And like, you know, respect your body. It's a temple.
Watch out for that golden sun while you're playing your golden sun.
I think that's pretty much all we can do with sunglasses. We're going to keep on going.
Yeah.
Step number four. Buy some Skull Candy earbud earphones. If you had not seen this, they are on the top rack at any Future Shop, Best Buy, Vision Electronics. You will find.
You want to know some colors they come in? I can name two right off the bat.
Let's do it.
Pink or green.
The two coolest colors known to personkind.
And you know what? I listed a lot of stores, but I missed a great one, because you can also buy them at Radio Shack, which are infested with technology.
This technology has been breeding. It is out of control. They need to get an exterminator up in there.
Buy the most popular games at the most popular and relevant electronics outlet, Radio Shack.
That's make sure you have those God-great... given sunglasses to cover your eyes.
The sound of a red shell hitting Donkey Kong's butt only sounds purest with Skull Candy headphones.
You want to shake up your brain with that impact.
That's right.
Folks, just a natural progression to step number five. Stick some stickers on skins on your DS.
No, you know what? Maybe stick some stickers on your skin too.
People gotta know, if you are a fan of Sonic, you gotta show it.
Right. They can't see the cartridge.
They can't see you, like, running 80 miles per hour.
It should be noted that don't actually play Sonic. It's not cool anymore.
He used to be fast. And then we learned about Forza Motorsport.
Yeah, and have you seen his sales figures? I don't think so, Sonic.
Sorry, Blast Processing. You're out.
That's right. Sorry, Project Hammer, that was, I don't even think, ever released for Wii.
Shadow the Hedgehog involves a black Sonic running around shooting other animals.
With a gun,
guns, yeah.
He has two automatic machine guns.
Actually, that sounds pretty cool, though. Can we rethink this? That does sound like the... It's like they took Sonic in Modern Warfare, and they were like...
Sonic Modern Warfare.
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, so I'd like to draw our attention to a little story that the author of this article tells in the middle of this step. Also, at Kmart, I saw these things that looked like very small flatheads. So, I don't know.
I assume,
give Kmart a look.
I assume that's like a screwdriver type, or...
I think he's talking about that song by the Fratellis.
Oh, yeah, that makes way more sense. Oh, man.
I think
guys, what's your favorite franchise? Because I want to know what kind of stickers you have on your game box.
My game box? Yeah. I think I'm just going to fill it up with, like, Metroid stickers.
Oh, they don't sell very well, though, Luke.
Man, I don't care. Part of being cool is just believing in yourself.
Okay.
He's right. I always like to plug that Pulse Racer sticker on there. Pulse Racer, little-known game, huge following. All right, this is a racing game where if you drive too quickly, your character has a heart attack and the car has to stop. So it's a racing game where moderation is key.
Yeah.
And trust me, it's cool.
I just really like Banjo-Kazooie. How did that bird get in that backpack? I don't know, and I want to find out.
Seeds, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is kind of far along, and it may be too late for some of you already, but step six, have a cool color DS.
Like, obviously, like we said before, pink or green.
And I don't think we need to go on. That is the color scheme that we use when we're looking cool on our DS.
You got a black one, a white one, or a silver one.
That's right.
Just, you know, forget about it.
Hey, if you can't afford a special color DS, maybe try getting some tinted sunglasses. It'll make them look like a different color. Just a tip from me to you.
But make sure they protect against those harmful UV rays.
Of course.
And in case you have considered and you do want the lime green DS, I have a special deal for you.
Oh, yeah?
If you do get the lime green DS...
Tell us about it.
It comes with a package of a personal trainer, Cooking Works. Especially against people who are new to the DS world.
Whoa, okay. So it sounds like you get a little extra bang for your buck.
It gives you coolness and then tops you off with a little bit more.
Oh, colors and value. I like that.
In a very similar vein to our previous idea, it might be too late for some of our listeners. Step 7, buy the newest model.
Now, they've got a picture here of the Nintendo 3DS XL, which I believe is roughly the size of a laptop. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong.
Nothing says you're cool than lugging your briefcase, which contains a single large 3DS, to school.
That stylus is a paintbrush.
True. You're going to want, like, a thick, thick power cable for this bad boy. Basically like an anaconda.
The 3D images pop out so vividly that people from blocks away can see Mario trying to rescue that princess.
And it's going to weigh so much, you don't have to worry about telling it to look cool. It'll do that for you by shifting your full body weight away from what you want.
You know what I heard? Nintendo came up with it. They were like, what if we took two flat-screen TVs and duct tape them together in the middle? Boom. Hello, new Star Fox game.
God, can't wait for the new Star Fox game.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
so, I can't wait to hear Peppy quip.
I am excited for Step 8, everybody.
It's very simple. Three words, people.
Your hair. Folks, if you have a lime green DS, you are playing some forest-based game, maybe your jacket is a hint of aqua, all you gotta do is to dye your hair green.
That's true. Obviously, the two coolest colors, do I even need to say them again?
Yes, you do, Jesse.
Pink and green.
And the DS, lest we remind you, stands for Dye Straight Away.
Yep.
So, even the product itself...
You're gonna want to do some. We're gonna want to do some research quickly before we move on about your skin tone. I went on the internet the other day and I found out that I'm something what is called a deep autumn, which means I really look good with pastels. Right. So, for example, if I'm on a Neo Geo, and it's like a darker, like a dark black, I'm not gonna look good with that. My complexion is gonna look really pale. So you're gonna want to customize it to your color tone.
Yeah, if you're carrying around that Virtual Boy tripod and looking into that red screen, you're gonna want to make sure that you've got a complementary color so it doesn't look like Christmas came early this year.
And if you're still trying to play that Dreamcast, that's not Nintendo, that's not for this article, but I'm sure we'll find something on that at some point.
Wait, Sega Dreamcast isn't Nintendo?
Sega.
Oh, no. That's why none of my Nintendo games worked in it.
Buddy.
Oh, not cool.
Well, just let's smooth that over with step number 9. Have rockin' accessories like bracelets.
Pictured is a very spiky, spiky bracelet.
Which makes me feel like this person is probably playing Mario. Because he's fighting off Bowser, and he's on Team Bowser, actually.
It does look like a Bowser bracelet, doesn't it?
I would also say that if people get wind of the fact that you're the coolest DS player on the block, they might try to grab it and play it themselves. Having a nice bracelet like this can really fend off those opponents.
Yeah. I would recommend maybe taking off the spiky accessories for some of the more physical games, like Wii Sports. You don't want your Wii Sports bowling session to turn into acupuncture, am I right, guys?
You're right.
That is, if there's anything less cool than not matching colors, it's gaping wounds in your body.
And of course, beyond our gaping wounds in our body, step number 10. Look like you're good at the game you are playing. Folks, I cannot tell you the amount of times I have been at a bus stop watching a person give it their all, and I'm thinking, man, they are collecting all of those coins in that game.
Now, it's especially good to pretend if you're playing something with notorious difficulty, I'm talking about Battletoads, the hovercraft level. Nobody's beaten that in the history of time.
So you gotta make it seem like you're beating it by holding up some kind of flashcards on the screen that suggest success on even the most impossible levels.
And in case you are not good at the game, and you're really losing, here's some tips of things you can say while you're playing.
Oh, this is a warning loop.
Try not to say some things as well. For example...
So what would be a good thing to say?
Yes, next level.
Oh, awesome, yeah.
People think you've got to the next level.
I totally thought you were playing Crash Bandicoot right now.
How did that bird get in that backpack? Oh, I'm serious, guys.
I think you're right. I think it's seeds.
Yeah, seeds.
But you want to avoid things like, darn, I've lost a life.
That indicates that you're bad.
It does. It means that you have died.
This is my personal favorite. In your face, Shion... this doesn't matter what game you're playing, it'll sound like a video game character that you've defeated.
Or a human player that you're playing multiplayer with. That's Take that, Sean.
Yeah.
Folks, step 11. People will be attracted to DS games more than Game Boy Advance games, but people still like them. For Game Boy Advance games, use the same method for the DS games.
So here's the thing. DSs can play Game Boy Advance games.
Of course.
So it's already a good way to make people think you're playing a DS game when you're just playing Game Boy Advance.
But all the previous rules will still apply, such as the UV sunglasses, the hair, and the spike bracelets.
No, don't forget all the other steps.
Well, steps 1 through 10.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on whether you want to be attractive or liked. I know which one I would rather be.
Both.
Yes.
Step 12. Make your character look cool and give him a cool name.
Let's just go off the top of our head. Thomas, describe a cool character.
I would say a cool character is one who has real mohawk hair, who has big muscles, and wears the nicest Doc Martens.
Now name him.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
You just came up with that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm picturing like a tough girl with like a bandaid on her nose and black spiky hair and like a big mace.
And name it.
Sergeant Slaughter.
I'm picturing like this really big like fluffy pink ball and it's got like no like limbs. It's kind of like fingers and toes. But it's got, like, a chainsaw, and it's wearing a hockey mask. Yeah, I think that's how I was going to go.
Yeah. Do you have a name for this bad MF-er?
This is going to be the Samsung.
Yeah, yep. I love that. Very high-selling product. Already pretty cool.
Folks, 12 steps to being a good DS. Nope, being a cool DS player.
If you play your cards right, they might just think... you are as cool as a Nintendo product.
Now, there are several very important warnings, so I know we're playing it pretty cool, this article, but play it safe as well. Never, and I mean never, dye your hair without your parents' permission.
Just because you dress cool doesn't mean you are cool.
If bringing your DS to school, make sure you sneak it in real good and only unveil it in front of other students while the teachers aren't looking. Be careful, though, because someone might rat you out.
Oh, so true.
And look, if you use transitions for your sunglasses, don't stay inside for long, because the darkness starts to fade away.
Also, my favorite punk band song.
And your coolness will fade away as quick as it came.
And just remember, just because you dress cool doesn't mean you are cool.
A point so nice, we made it twice. Well,
warning, it might not work.
Warning, yeah. One small caveat for this podcast, it might not work.
And I should add, you might be tempted to cheat on your girlfriend.
It's true. I mean, you got all these ladies or guys or whatever you're into coming at you because you look so cool playing Bayonetta.
But to like bounce that out as, again, part of a list of things you'll need, one of those things you'll need is willpower.
And that's loyalty. Right.
And common sense.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Ralph.
Hey. What you doing around this part of town?
Well, I actually just wanted to talk to you because I've been hearing rumors about your behavior ever since you got that new DS.
What? Sup? What? Sup? Sup? Someone's been dissing my behaves?
Well, Ralph, we've been going steady for quite a while now, and I've just heard that, I don't know, that thing has changed you.
Look, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry I came down on you so hard earlier there. It's just, you don't understand what kind of position
no, Ralph,
I'm in.
This is
a Nintendo part of town.
Yeah, okay, but okay? you come up to me like with this attitude. Like, it's like the cartridge is inside your brain.
Okay, don't be ridiculous, okay? Nintendo 64 cartridges couldn't fit in my mouth.
I know, I'm just saying.
Look, Loretta, you can't wear that Sonic the Hedgehog Sega shirt in this part of town. You want to get us killed?
Ralph, it doesn't matter. It's just a game.
Oh, it's not just a game. Babe, was Jumanji just a game?
No, but that's a movie. Ralph, you're taking this so seriously. Look, we haven't spent time together in 3 weeks. My parents miss you.
Whoa, whoa. See that car?
Yeah.
Did it slow down?
Oh, babe, yeah.
Babe, you gotta put on this hoodie. Gotta put on this Waluigi hoodie.
Okay.
Babe, you can't be seen
right.
with the Sega
Get
stuff.
Get off me! Ow! Okay, it's
I'm
on.
I'm sorry. If you're seen wearing Sega gear in this part of town, there's gonna be like a war.
Okay?
And wow. I'm not talking about a fun war, like Call of Duty or Medal of Honor. I'm talking about a not fun war, like every Medal of Honor game recently.
Okay, Ralph. I get it. Everyone takes this real seriously, but just because you've decorated yourself with bracelets and with that new, you know, green hair, I just think you need to open your eyes to the people around you.
Look, your parents are real cool, and you're really cool, and I miss hanging out with all of you, but there's some stuff going down, okay? There's gonna be a rumble tonight.
You mean a rumble pack, or do you mean people are going to be fighting?
You're not wrong. It's going to be both.
Okay, but
are
they playing Nintendo 64? Because that isn't a big deal, Ralph.
No, we're playing Nintendo 64. People from your part of town are playing Sega Dreamcast. Okay?
Okay, and yeah, I know those
this
were
is
rivals.
Real serious, because you know what I heard? Babe, you know what I heard?
What?
Somehow, the Sega peeps got their hands on a Game Genie.
Okay, Ralph, that sounds really scary, but I'm just saying your actual life...
They're gonna have invulnerability.
Okay,
they're gonna have big head mode, babe.
Okay, look, listen.
Sorry.
I bought you this Nintendo Power magazine, okay?
You initiated me. I know. You didn't know what you were doing at the time, but...
I turned you on to this whole life, and I have a Game Shark for you as well.
Is that what's in that paper bag?
Yes, but there are conditions, Ralphie.
What is it, babe? I'll do anything.
First of all, you need to start going to school.
I go
the
to
teachers
school.
Think that you're missing.
I play Cookin' Mom on my 3DS,
Look,
babe.
I know you've got the WarioWare twisted challenges, but...
I got a B+ in minigames.
And I know you've got Egghead, but... I think a lot of people are worried about you, Ralphie. And you had so much potential. Don't you remember just 6 months ago, you got on the honor roll for the first time. Look at you now.
Babe, this is so important. If I don't go to this rumble, if we don't defeat the Sega peeps...
What'll happen, Ralph?
I'll tell you what's gonna happen. They're gonna go to the internet, they're gonna post on a forum about how Sega is better than Nintendo. I can't let that happen, babe. Nintendo's so much better.
I know.
More consoles,
I know everybody,
more games.
Look, everybody knows Nintendo is better. There's absolutely no comparison. Sonic is a joke mascot. But listen,
babe,
Ralphie.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. I see you playing Nights into Dreams.
No, okay.
When you don't think
I'm
watching.
Sure, I played that one time. But Ralph, it hasn't taken over my life. And yeah, Altered Beast is fun on occasion, sure.
Blasphemy, babe. I can't believe this coming out of your mouth.
I know, and
You're an altered beast. Because you're not who I thought you were.
Look, Ralph. I am still the girl you said you fell in love with. And yeah. I don't know, am I going to have to...
There's something else, babe. There's something else I got to tell you.
What is it?
They want me to break up with you. They don't want us to be together.
Really?
I can't date someone.
The Nintendo boys?
I can't date someone who's got a tattoo of Knuckles on her knuckles.
Look, it's just a way of reminding me what they're called.
They're called echidnas, babe.
Okay. Ralph, look, I know, and they warned me about... I went to the guidance counselor, and she said he starts getting into video games, he starts taking it real serious, he's going to be tempted to cheat on you.
You know I don't like going to the guidance counselor. It's too much like a walkthrough.
I know. Well, this was back before you went missing.
I've not cheated on you. I've had a lot of willpower, babe.
Yeah, you've had a lot of offers? Yeah. Like who?
No.
I bet I can guess.
Well, you know Peach?
Yeah, Peach Stanford?
Yeah.
What about Daisy Richardson?
Yeah, Daisy, she's shown an interest in me. I love you. This is what's important. I love you.
Lucina, too?
I'm not familiar with her. Which generation?
She's sort of, really like Super Mario Galaxy.
Okay. No, she's too young for me. Not my type, you know?
That's good to
I'm
hear.
I'm more into, like, Super Mario Sunshine girls. Not as popular, but, like, you know, charming in their own way.
Well, you're having what some little saying? Mario wet t-shirt contest. Spraying your water all over them. What
not.
Are you doing,
no.
Ralphie? Tell me.
Babe, if you don't let me go to this Rumble... If you don't understand, this is a part of my life. I'm gonna have to say that our extra life together, well, we used it up, and it might be game over, babe.
Oh, Ralph, I didn't want to resort to this. But I'm gonna shake around your head and blow in your ear to make sure it works properly.
Hold on, it's fine, I'm fine.
How do you feel?
Just give me a second to reboot here. Oh, babe. Babe, was I about to break up with you?
Yeah, Ralph.
That's crazy.
You were about to go to the Rumble and try to beat the Sega kids?
No, no. Oh, my gosh. No, that's crazy. I need to restart, you know?
Yeah.
Well, can we take a checkpoint?
Yes.
Can I just...
Yes, please. I would love that. Remember when we planted that flag in our treehouse 3 weeks ago?
We did.
Let's go back to that checkpoint.
All right, I'm going to try to jump on it.
Okay.
Try to light fireworks and shoot them in the sky when I'm done.
Sure. And you can slide down the flagpole with me together. And we'll go into the castle that we've made.
Okay. Babe, I'm sorry.
I was on the brink of losing you, Ralphie.
Yeah. Our relationship just about fell into a pit. I'm taking off my shirt, the one that has Ganondorf on it.
Okay. I'm taking off my necklace of a chili dog.
Thank you. And your rings. I'm sorry, I know they're only vaguely resemble Sonic's rings, but I would just be much more comfortable
if you
took off all your rings.
This is my grandmother's ring.
Threw them into that sewer grate.
It's a memento.
Babe, are we doing this
okay? Okay, all right. I love you, Ralphie.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you didn't wreck it, Ralph.
So, folks... This is a dangerous game we're playing, no pun intended.
You want to straddle the line between cool gamer and poser noob.
Folks, it's life or death out there. Make sure you don't lose your life.
And we've got some pretty exciting news. We're now on iTunes. So look us up and subscribe and rate us. Give us 5 stars. The more good reviews we get, the easier it will be for people to find us.
Thanks for joining us. It has been Luke Sassalon,
Jesse Bergen,
and Sonic the Hedgehog.